Everybody able to hear us okay?
Yep.
Good. Well, since it's 10 a.m., we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. I want to welcome everybody to our first meeting of 2019, and the first order of business is to conduct a roll call. Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Dean.
Present.
Commissioner Gilson. Commissioner Homburger.
No, she won't be here. He is meeting.
All right, then we better have Brian. Commissioner Swope.
Here.
Dave. All right, one double check. Is Commissioner Gilson or Homburger on the phone? Nope. Okay, well, we do have 4 of 7. We do have a quorum, so we are free to conduct business. What I'd like to do is go ahead and remind us of our teleconference process as simply and efficiently as possible. Do not put your phones on hold. Be aware that everything that you're doing is going to create background noise. If you don't need to be speaking, it might be useful to use your phone's mute but not hold function. Please wait to speak. One person at a time. We'll stack names. Everybody will have their opportunity, and we'll get through the agenda in that manner. Next order is to introduce those of us here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Zubaydah Binigi. Chris Howell.
Tom Campbell. Justin Vogel.
Mohamed Dhani.
And I'm Jeff Blair. All right, I think we've gone over we've identified who's here, we've done a roll call, we've talked about telecommunication. Commissioner Stone, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you. The agenda has been published. Any comments on the agenda? We have a motion for approval of the agenda as published.
Compton, move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Agenda has been approved. The minutes of the November 29, 2018, facilitator's report has been published. Do we have any corrections or modifications to the minutes or the summary report? Not hearing any, do we have a motion for approval of the minutes and the summaries?
Don't to move to approve.
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the minutes and the summary report, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The report and the minutes have been approved. Next item on the agenda is a statistics report. We have a staff report.
Yes. For the 2017 Florida Building Code, we have 4,921 approved product applications, and the total is 5,557. For the products, we have 20,183 approved products, and the total is 22,911. And for the entities, we have 117 approved entities, and the total is 406. That concludes the statistics report. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any comments on the statistics report? Not hearing any, we'll move on to conditional approval for FL 28368. They were met. Do we have any other issues on the December 11th meeting?
No, everything is good. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is DS 2019-001 by Law Farouk of Al Farouk Corporation. Staff, can we give a comment on this?
All right, so what we would like to do first is you've received electronically the petitioner's petition and staff's analysis, so we'll offer the petitioner an opportunity to provide any additional comments and answer to any questions, and then Mo will provide staff's analysis. We'll take public comment, and we'll come back for the tax action. This petitioner,
thank you.
Is the petitioner on the phone? Jalal Farouk? Okay, then let's hear staff's analysis, Mo.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Medani, and before us is deck statements in this case. By the way, one correction, the number should be DS2019-001. So that's what's the first deck statements for this year. just a correction. Instead of 2018 should be in my analysis, not on the agenda. The agenda is correct. The issue here is that the petitioner mainly requesting clarifications with regard to whether an additional spacer options not currently allowed under ASTM E 1996 as adopted by the 6th edition 2017 Florida Building Code are permitted to be applied to current product approval. And the specific questions that the petitioner is asking is it acceptable to follow the new exemptions in ASTM E 1996-17 section A1.9.2 for a spacer, even though for the Building Code 6th edition, Chapter 35 currently only lists ASTM E 1996-05, 06, 09, 12, or 14 as reference standards. The background here is that, Jalal Farouk, he's an engineer with Al Farouk Corporation, and he's very heavily involved in the state product approval program. He mainly does an evaluation report by an engineer, and he's in the process of updating a Florida approval number 28367. This approval is an existing approval, and he's asking mainly whether an allowances within an updated standard ASTM E 1996-17 can be used, although that standard edition is not referenced within the current Florida Building Code. In the staff analysis, we provide you with the list of this ASDME 1996 editions is referenced within the body of the Florida Building Code, and also we give you the allowance that's a new allowance within ASDM E1996, which mainly allows certain spacers to be included or considered without further testing. And in Rule 61G 20-3, which is the state product approval rule, it does address equivalency of standard. There's two things that involve here. One is really that the commission itself can review equivalency of standards and establish equivalency for updated standard based on rulemaking, meaning that you have to open the rule for consideration and revise the section 61G 20-3.015 using Chapter 120 procedure. Now, the other thing that the rule allow under item number 5 of this rule section is equivalence of a product is standard for specific product application. So it says, okay, if there's an updated edition out there of a standard that's referenced in the code, it says that a standard which meet or exceed standard referenced by the code and certified as equivalent for determining compliance by one of the following entities shall be considered as equivalent by the commission. Well, it says that, yeah, you know, updated the standard, although it's not referenced in the code, it could be used. However, a certification from one of these entities listed in subsection 5, which is an approved certification agency, an approved test lab, an approved evaluation entity, Florida licensed professional engineer architect, a nationally recognized standard writing organization, must be done and uploaded into the application so that an updated standard can be used. So the equivalency is a must be done first. So the question now, or is based on this, all this and the staff analysis now with regard to the question, I will repeat the question again, and is it acceptable to follow the new exemption in ASDM E 1996-17 section A1.9.2 for spacers, even though Florida Building Code 6 Edition Chapter 35 currently only lists ASTM E19-96-05-06-09-12 or 2014 as reference standard. The answer to the questions is as follows. As per Rule 61G-3.015/N5, equivalence of product standard for a specific application ASTM E1996-2017 is permitted to be used to update the current product approval for FL28367 as long as the said standard is certified by an approved entity, i.e., an approved certification agency, an approved test lab, an approved evaluation entity, Florida licensed professional engineer or architect, or a nationally recognized standard writing organization as meeting or exceeding the performance of the standard, i.e., ASTM E1996-05-06-09-012-014. As referenced by the 6th edition 2017 FEC. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Are there any questions regarding the statement? And then we'll go to public comment. Any POC members have a question they don't understand? All right. Is there any members of the public that wish to comment before the POC deliberates on the issue? All right. Seeing no public comment.
Frankly, I was amazed that we had the justice already.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the POC then for an action, Mr. Chairman.
It has been standard practice for the last half century, so I was just amazed that we hadn't addressed this already.
Okay. So is there a commissioner who'd like to make a motion?
Compton, move approved staff analysis.
Thank you. Do you have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion has been carried. Next item on the agenda is review of entity applications. We had 29 entities on the list. Does anybody want to comment on any of these entities or pull them off the consent list? Otherwise, I have a motion for the list of entities.
Council, move to approve.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the entity, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation is for the 29 entities. Next item on the agenda is approval applications with comments. We had 116 that were on the consent, 114 by architect engineers, 2 by test report. Does anybody wish to pull any of those off the consent list? The motion for approval of the consent list of 116 products.
Attempt to move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. All in favor of the consent list, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Consent list has been approved. We have 13 items with comments. Mr. Blair, will you take over?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. The first is 13061, recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to clarify approval as lot component, specify the size of the applicable door, and specify lower DP of approved door, or this component will control. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Do we have a motion for approval of the recommendation by staff?
Which is a conditional approval, right?
Conditional approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Dean.
Thank you. The recommendation is for conditional approval. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The product is recommended for conditional approval. Next item on the agenda.
14313R10 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Not hearing any.
The recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
Not to move approval.
For a second. Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
Next item is 14370R4. It's recommended for approval. No comments.
Not hearing any comments. Do we have a, recommendation for approval? Do we have a motion?
I'll move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
All right. The next item is 14428R6. Recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to update the documentation to a design pressure of 80.9 PSF and to specify a water barrier per FBC 1404.2. Any public comment? Not hearing any, Mr. Chairman.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Not to move conditional approval.
Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Recommendation is for conditional approval. Next item on the agenda.
15099R11 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
Count to move approval.
Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
Next item is 15551R6. It's recommended for approval. Any comments? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
Count to move approval.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
15768R6 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
I'll move approval.
We have a second.
Second, sir.
All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
15780R9 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
The recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
I'll move approval.
We have a second.
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
15781R9 is recommended for approval. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
The council move approval.
We have a second.
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
16854R9 is also recommended for approval. Any public comment? Not hearing any.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
I'll move approval.
We have a second.
I don't, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
23505R2 is recommended for approval. Is there any comments from the public? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
Not to move approval.
We have a second.
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Recommendation is for approval. Next item on the agenda.
28131 is recommended for approval. Any public comment? Not hearing any, Mr. Chairman.
Recommendation is for approval. Do we have a motion?
Not to move approval.
Do we have a second?
Second, sir.
Thank you. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Recommended for approval. And last item on the agenda.
Yep. 28682 is recommended for conditional approval to allow the applicant to hang change the trade name Right Bright CLPFR to reflect the correct trade name Right Bright Coating, upload the corrected evaluation report. Is there any public comment? Hearing none.
Recommendation is for conditional approval. Do we have a motion?
Compton moves conditional approval.
Do we have a second?
Thank
you. All in favor of conditional approval, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Recommendation is for conditional approval. Then we have the ZPPR applications. We've got 98 and four with comments that have been addressed. Does anybody wish to comment? Not hearing any. Did I jump over the training update?
Yes, sir. Yes. I figured I would let you know when you finish this and we can go back to it.
I had eye surgery. Now I can't see close, so I'm having a tough time for trying to read my notes.
I totally empathize with that.
No,
I promise
no,
you.
No.
So, Mo, would you like to provide
yes,
an update?
Yes, you know, just to let you know that last month, January 19th, we had a training. It was a general training on the state product approval rule and end up, you know, including submittal of applications and all that. As mainly, you know, directed by the commission and the PAC last August, you know, with regard to the need for such training. We did, as you recall, we did a survey where we surveyed the users and asked them to provide us with specific training area needs, and based on that, we put together a training package and we delivered that. It was well attended. We had close to 90, I think 86 or so, and we get a lot of you know, feedback after that, and we're making the training presentations available online for use by the users when needed. So I think I would say that the training was well received. Thank you.
Thank you, Mal.
Thank you, folks. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any member of the public wish to comment on this meeting?
ZPPR application.
Staff wishes to comment.
No, staff is okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And PAC members wish to comment. Hearing, I guess this meeting needs to be adjourned, so can we do a roll call?
Yes, sir.
Make sure everybody's doing it.
Commissioner Stone?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right. Commissioner Compton?
Here.
I'll check anyway. Commissioner Gilson? I'm sorry, Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Gilson? Okay. Commissioner Homburger? And Commissioner Swope?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have the same four, so we retained our quorum.
Thank you. See you in a couple weeks.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.